Good evening, everybody. It is 6:30 now. We'll start the meeting. First of all, before we start the meeting, may I wish everybody a Happy New Year. And I hope you all loved it. Even members of the opposition.
Thank you, leader.
On to the agenda. We've got the minutes. Do you mind if I've assigned the minutes of the meeting on the 7th of December? Is that okay? I shall do it now in front of everybody.
Perfect, thank you.
Any apologies, Jim?
Apologies received from Councillor Kenny, leader.
Thank you very much, thank you. And we go on to Councillor's question time.
There are none.
There are none. And that takes us on to item number 4, which is the proposal of the Cabinet members. And this time it's the Cabinet Member for Resources. So, Councillor Cook, can you take us through the General Fund Revenue Budget and Capital Programme?
Thank you, Lee. Yes. Now, I may not be terribly brief, so I do hope if you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin. Firstly, I'm sure that all present would wish to join me in thanking the Chief Finance Officer, Chris Forrester, and Emma Fulliger, the Chief Accountant Financial Management, and all the team responsible for the creation of the budget for their very hard work and effort, and for working for such tight deadlines to produce it as a result of the government's usual tardiness in actually supplying the necessary data. We are grateful for the amount of midnight oil they must have burned in order to complete this Herculean task. The purpose of this report is to propose to the Council the General Fund Revenue Budget, the updated capital programme for 2024-27, and indicative budgets for 25-26 and 26-27, and also to propose the approval of the introduction of new car parking charges in Stone for as per Appendix 8. There's two things there. Now, paragraph 2.1 lists the recommendations to be made to the Council, and I shall be covering these along the way. These recommendations, I would add, allow the Council to set the budget it needs to carry out its functions. I would also add that the revenue budget and the capital programme have been based on the Council's priorities. The respective portfolio budgets, this is a calendar really of events, will go to Resources Scrutiny Committee on the 9th of January, return to Cabinet on the 18th of January with any feedback as part of the budget consultation process. It also will be going to the Council. So I now turn to some of the details with regard to the budget issues and adjustments for 2024-25. The first one is inflation. The budget for 24-25 reflects the pay award which you gave for 23-24. 4% has been provided for 24-25, 3% for 25-26, and 2% for 26-27. I mean, these are all estimates, and the further away you go, the more likely are to be guesstimates, but they'll need fine-tuning as the years go roll on. Individual calculations have also been undertaken with regard to the budgets most affected by inflation. I mean, for example, in November 23, CPI was 3.9% and RPI was 5.3%. But some contracts, particularly for people like Freedom Leisure and Veolia, have been individually calculated to reflect higher inflation figures for them. For example, the estimated CPI figure for January is used, which is 5%. But for ongoing budgets, the general assumption for inflation is 3%, apart from some of those exceptions with the higher inflation. Then there are various spending pressures or loss of income, which we need to deal with. The first one is a very good news story, actually. Increased investment in the finance team. Now that the Council is involved with a number of schemes regarding the regeneration of the town centre, and that's really good, greater support is needed by the finance section. There's no use doing all these things and then finding, you're asking people to make bricks without straw, or you're asking people to do things when you haven't given them the capacity to do it all. So we're trying to provide finance investment so that they can do their jobs properly and so that we can have successful town centre regeneration to benefit the people of Stafford Borough. So 159,000 has been included in the base budget to increase staffing and support investment in the finance chain. Then another good story, 100,000 has been allocated for a budget for transformation, so that the council can review its procedures and processes to be sure it's delivering the best practice in its service provision. Again, improving the quality of the services that we provide to our residents. The third issue is that the pay award for 23-24 was higher than estimated. Now, this has an ongoing effect, it will have a knock-on effect for future years, and has been reflected in the base budget. Fourth, proposed changes to the garden waste contract will have a detrimental effect on the base budget. This is because transferring the contract back to the county council will result in the loss of the net recycling credit on green waste disposal. But we don't have much choice on that. I think, you know, that's it. The county council's taking the whole thing in-house again. There are some things we can control, some things we really find it very difficult and impossible to control. So now I turn to the budget savings proposals. Well, in 23-24, the council reviewed all the savings which had been approved in previous budgets. This resulted in the council being able to determine which had been achieved, which needed to be updated or revised, and which were no longer achieved. And of the originally approved savings for 23-24 of 876,000, 437,000 were achieved in a year. The budgeted for savings for 24-25 were 1,711,000, and they have been reprofiled, recommended as on table 1, which is in your papers, on page 6. The main change for 24-25 has been the slipping of the shared service saving of 400,000 into future years. So we're not saying there's no savings, it's just moving some of it into future years, because that's going to take time to achieve. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, really. Paragraph 5.7 deals with the volatility of business rates income and the reasons for this, together with mitigation provisions of the budget. Nextly, there I deal with the 2023-24 forecast outturn. Actually, the overall council position for 2023-24 reflects a very strong performance on investment income during the year, driven by, of course, higher interest rates. I suppose it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good. And if you're a mortgage holder, you don't like them very much. But if you're like us, you've got massive savings, you've got in various banks and so on, you're getting a lot of money. But do please be aware that these benefits are windfalls. They can't be guaranteed for future years. That's the whole definition of a windfall. At present, though, the forecast is for a £2.2 million surplus over the budgeted for position for investment income. And that results in a favourable overall forecast outturn for 23-24 of £2 million, which is good news. Although, do you remember, can't keep spending it, and we don't know what's going to happen in future years. Interest rates could well be on their way down in this point of the financial year. Okay, now this surplus is going to be set aside as an investment reserve, and I shall expand on this later on. So now I turn to the local government finance settlement for 24-25 and the autumn statement. The headlines are, well, paragraph 5.11 explains what the settlement determines, how baseline funding works, and that it is now the only form of core funding following the end of the revenue support grant. And secondly, it makes it clear that it's still possible to increase council tax by the higher of 2.99% or £5 without a referendum. Then, of course, there are various updates to policy regarding business rate reliefs, new homes bonus. No, that is only for 1 year. They've only given us new homes bonus information for 1 year, 24-25. They did not include information on new homes bonus for the medium terms, nor did they include information in the medium term for the fair funding review or a business rates reset. Now, how helpful of the government to do that? But the settlement included a £1.986 million for a funding, what's called a funding guarantee grant. This is, I believe, something new. I don't think I've seen this before. And it's supposed to be a one-off grant designed to maintain a minimum level of core spending power. But we know sometimes these one-off grants can go on for a few years. You just don't know what's going to happen year by year. But it is important to note that this grant was calculated on the basis that council tax to be increased by the maximum 2.99%. Because if the council did not do this, then it would have a detrimental effect on future years' budgets, as the grant in future years would be less than the so-called lost potential income from not increasing council tax to the maximum allowed. So, is this a signal from the government? Is this a nudge? Is this a twisting of our arms by the government? You decide. But note that investment income is not taken into account when calculating the base funding position of the council, because it can't be seen as a guaranteed income stream to fund service delivery. So that's discounted. Well, paragraphs 5.15 to 5.21 deals with business rates pooling and retention, together with other income streams involving government funding. Find them there. So if we then move on to the budget, the revenue budget summary. The portfolio budget position set out on table 2 on page 9 reflects the forecast outturn for 23-24, the proposed budget for 24-25, and indicative budgets for 25-26 and 26-27. The detailed budgets are included page after page after page in appendix 1. During the 23-24, a zero-based budgeting exercise was carried out. During this exercise, budgets were reviewed line by line by the finance team with the budget holders. And the results of that exercise have been reflected in the budgets in Table 2. That must have been quite an exercise. And it really is, I think, a really useful thing to have done. And it must have taken quite a long time to do. Not easy. I would stress that details are only available as yet for the 2024-25 financial year. There's so much uncertainty as to funding with regard to business rates and fair funding review. There could also be further changes following the general election sometime this year. Seems to be hardening around this year rather than early 2025. Thus, therefore, Leader, it's difficult to predict the true overall position over the medium term. We can just try and make estimates, educated guesses, and so on. But, you know, the crystal ball can get a bit cloudy at times. Well, Table 2 shows a transfer to balances in 2024-25, taking into account the savings detailed in Table 1. Now, to date, this is an important one, the council has not budgeted for the one-off payments from central government in the budget setting process due to the uncertainties which I mentioned before. But this year, there are additional lines to reflect what the grant amounts in future years may be. But these are based, and I must stress it hugely, these are based on prudent estimates. These are very, dare I say, conservative with a small c. Estimates. Not a big C, small C. And that reflects the amounts given for 24-25. And this results in a transfer to reserves of 34,000 in 25-26. Whilst there's a deficit of £264,000 in 26-27, this is driven in large part really by accounting for the business rates reset, assumed to take place during the year, and the resulting reduction in business rates with no compensating funding also being assumed. So we're really looking, we're assuming a worst case scenario. It's unlikely to be like that, but I think it's sensible to budget for, you know, budget for the worst and hope for better. Paragraph 5.29 explains why a business rates reset is likely to have a negative effect on our finances and the steps the council has taken already to mitigate the effects. Now at this point, I'd like to refer to table 3 on page 10. This list changes in the 24-25 budget assumptions. It includes new grants paid to the council, it's a one-off, but it also shows that 3 new reserves have been created from the investment windfall. And these are important 3 reserves. The first one is the investment reserve, and that's going to be £1.5 million. And that's to provide money to invest in council assets and services. Then, 2, there's the business initiative reserve. That's going to be £500,000, £500,000. And that's for service areas to build robust business cases, to bid for resources to support service delivery. Now, these business cases will be presented to an evaluation panel to ensure that maximum value for money is achieved. And then there's the climate change. £250,000, quarter of a million, to be set aside to add to the existing climate change reserve, bringing the total of that reserve to £275,000. So that's a lot of money going into investment reserves in order to improve our services and processes and what we're doing about climate change. Now, all 3 are one-off reserves. They're not built into the base budget, but they are one-off reserves. We will have to see what happens to investment income in the forthcoming financial year. What we can be fairly sure of is the interest rates will be going down rather than up. So now we come to reserves and balances. Well, paragraph 5.30 defines the terms and explains why they're essential to good financial management, referring the reader to Appendix 6, which includes the reassurance of the Chief Finance Officer to the Council on the robustness of the estimates and the adequacy of reserves. They are most important, it's most important to have that. And paragraph 5.31 deals with earmarked reserves and refers the reader to Appendix 4. Now, as to the working balance, for several years the policy has been to maintain the level of the general fund balance at a minimum of £1 million, yep. And that will continue over the planning period. I think that that's a cross-party thing, it's a sensible financial thing. There's no controversy over that, we shouldn't have thought we do it. So now we travel briefly to the capital programme, 2023-24 to 26-27. And paragraphs 5.34 and 5.35 give further information about this matter, as does Appendix 2. And that brings us to the council tax base and collection fund, which is covered in paragraphs 5.36 to 5.39. And so we come to the bit you've all been waiting for, council tax 2024-25. The proposed increase is 2.99%, which is within the guidelines for district councils as contained in government policy, alluded to earlier. Each additional 1% increase in council tax would generate approximately £80,000 per year. The proposed level of the council's council tax for 24-25 is £173.56 for a Band D property, with the overall level of council tax subject to final determination by council in February of this year. Now, the figures in this report may need minor amendments if further information emerges before the fall. So that's a caveat. I would add, actually, that such an increase for Band D amounts to 5,000 fourpence on a Band D property per year, or about 10 pence per week. So 10 pence per week. And a reminder, of course, and I do like to give this reminder, that only about 10% of the total council tax of the borough ever comes to this council. About 90% goes to other authorities, mainly to the county council. We collect the taxes, but we only keep about 10%. And that brings us to financial planning, which can be summed up in two words: very difficult. I've already alluded to the government's seeming inability or refusal to help us with medium-term planning with regard to funding streams. That makes life very difficult. Significant variations exist between the best and worst case scenarios, and therefore it's essential that, again, that word prudence be the watchword until more information becomes available. At present, the council has minimum general fund uncommitted capital resources. Its future programs will be financed by the generation of capital receipts and prudential borrowing. However, with higher interest rates, although we see what happens this coming year, it's becoming harder to justify borrowing to fund capital spending, especially as there's also an opportunity cost to borrowing. In other words, the foregoing of investment return. That has to be taken into account as well. As has been mentioned before, the major potential adverse impact over the medium term is government policy, a business rates reset being the most significant sword of Damocles hanging over our heads. Now we have horizon scanning, a new and welcome addition, I think, to the budget report. I've not seen this one before on the budget report. And this includes a potential introduction of food waste collection if the government proceeds with legislation to make councils provide this service. At present, you won't be surprised to learn that we are unsure about the arrangements or if adequate funding will be provided by the government, because if not, then this is going to be a further cost pressure for the council. But we'll have to see what happens. I mean, the government may not even have time to do anything before a general election. Now, as inflation falls nearer to the Bank of England target of 2%, interest rates are likely to fall as well during the next financial year. That'll mean a reduction in investment income. That'll mean, in turn, a reduction in the amount of money available to the investment reserve to avoid creating a budget deficit. And that's the thing we will not do. A risk register essentially is included at Appendix 7, which sets out the various risks, their levels, and mitigating actions where appropriate. Well, in conclusion, Leader, you'll be pleased to know, we are in a strong position on various fronts. Not only are we pushing ahead at pace with town centre regeneration, thus keeping a promise to the electorate, but also we have created not one, not two, but three new reserves from our investment windfall, which will be used for investment projects to improve our services and processes for the benefit of our Stafford Borough residents. We've also increased our investment in the finance team to increase staffing so there's more capacity to help with the schemes to regenerate the town centre and other projects. And we've also set aside £100,000 for a budget for transformation so that the council can review procedures and processes to be sure it's delivering best practice in this provision of services, again, for the benefit of our residents. The budget figures show that Stafford Borough is in a robust financial position overall, and this is confirmed by the report of the Chief Finance Officer in Appendix 6. Leader, I have run out of words.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Thank you very much indeed. You've worked hard on that, and that's come across extremely well. Thank you. Anybody got any comments on the report from Councillor Cook? Councillor Pullman.
Thank you, Leader. I find this a very positive budget with a clear narrative, and it's one I think should give both members and our residents confidence that the council can embark on achieving its priorities with appropriate funding in place. I also wish to commend the exceptional work done by our officers in its preparation over what I think has been several months. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Paul. Councillor Pearce.
I just want to welcome the substantial amount put aside for work in tackling climate change within the council. It does enable us, I think, for the first time, to be able to make real changes that will reduce our carbon footprint.
Thank you, Bill. Any more comments? Just for myself. Again, I'd like to echo what the Cabinet Member has also said, is that's to thank Chris Forrester and his team, who've worked extremely hard on this. A lot of the information from government come in extremely late, but they've worked wonders. It's a very good budget. It sets us up nicely to do keep our priorities going, and the main one being the town centre. We've got lots going on in the town centre. We obviously know we're in the process of buying the co-op building and the Guild Hall. We've got the new Stafford Station approach coming online, and various other projects in the town as well. So it's really exciting times for Stafford, and this budget will really help us press on with those changes that we've just mentioned. Everyone happy to accept the recommendations with the council? That's lovely. Thank you very much, and thank you for attending. Thank you.